Hey, what's up? It's Joe. Welcome to my 5 Minute Friday for April 5th. So yeah, I just finished up the first practical data modeling group discussion. That was pretty awesome. I had a great round of thoughts about best practices, worst practices, anti-patterns, and so forth. Basically just real world experiences with analytical data modeling. So I think the big takeaway for me is there's no size that fits all. There are, I think, a lot of factors at play, and data modeling is a very context-dependent activity. Some would say a mindset, but that's a subject for a different day. But yeah, I think the only thing I came away with is that everyone has their own situation, their own context in which they're trying to work in, right? Either as a data modeler or, as an architect or head of data or engineer or whatever you happen to be doing, I think the thing I'm sort of realized about data modeling in 2024 and beyond is there's just a lot more pressures on most people than there used to be. And I think you have a lot less control over the data than you used to as well, right? I think a big part of the discussion that we had today was most people get data from third parties, or they get data from, other silos in their company, which are effectively third parties they have no control over. And if you're trying to do analytical data modeling, you're going to have to do the best that you can, right? So while we have these ideals of how we should model data, there's the various approaches that you're probably familiar with. It's often that we have our ideal way of working, and then there's reality. So, I think conceptual data modeling is a good example. We want to have a good idea of how we conceptualize the business and the information flows and the concepts and so forth. But this is often decoupled from the reality that sometimes that data may not exist in order to physically model that conceptual model. So, And try as you might to find that data, sometimes it doesn't exist. And so either you have to create it or just realize that this is a gap. I think as Veronica Durgan put it today in the chat. So these are just realities on the ground of doing data modeling in today's business climate. It's just you're having to do a lot of work, and it often is the case that you're just trying to do a good enough job given the tools you have at your disposal. Nothing more, nothing less. And so this harkens back to the podcast I posted on a quote good enough data models a few weeks ago. That was when me and Sol Rashidi were having lunch, and she was a bit aghast at my use of the term good data models as they refer to certain geographies maybe doing data modeling better than the US. And she had a good point. It's like you can't just say one is good and one's bad. I think it if you're getting the job done, that's really what matters at the end of the day. Could you always do better? Sure. I mean, I think all of us have ideals of perfection and whatnot. But this is when you talk to academics of data modeling, I think that there's a gigantic gulf between their ideas of what data modeling should be and just reality on the ground, where most people are barely doing first normal form, for example, in analytical data modeling. And so, whereas I hear that, unless you're, have the perfect data vault or the perfect star schema, then your data model is absolutely useless and so forth. And I'd have to push back on that and say, people who take that opinion, should maybe get out of their office more and go talk to practitioners. Good place to do that. Good place to, interact with practitioners is, again, practical data modeling, practicaldatamodeling.substack.com to give it a shameless plug. But as far as I know, these are some of the best discussions I've seen in the world on data modeling, and they're happening on a daily basis. Just practitioners are asking other practitioners questions. Enthusiasts are asking, the community, questions. And this group discussion is a good highlight of that. People showed up, I would say, reasonable and very unreasonable hours of the morning and night. And although we only talked for maybe less than an hour, I think the discussion was Awesome. Yeah, I think there's definitely some things I'll tweak about future group discussions, probably making them longer and maybe doing some breakout sessions and keeping it tightly focused on a topic. I think the topic I thought it would be focused, I think it was best practices and anti-patterns of analytical data modeling, but perhaps we can narrow it down even more. But yeah, I think it was a successful first session. I'm very excited for what comes next. So yeah, I'll post the recording of that probably to this podcast as well as to YouTube, so you can have a look at it and decide for yourself if you'd like to participate in future discussions. I think other things I would like to cover too, I think that as data modelers, quote unquote, a lot of the discussion tends to be around analytical data modeling, and I think that's part of the filter bubble that we're in. But as I did my survey for practical data modeling, last month, what was clear to me is that analytical data modeling is a significant chunk of the people in the community, but there was also very strong interest in stuff like operational and transactional data modeling, machine learning data modeling, which I think is a topic that all of us are sleeping on right now. This is the future. I don't get the impression that analytical data modeling and transactional data modeling are going to have as much of an impact going forward as what machine learning and AI is going to be capable of doing. And I'm going to have an article very soon about this, basically how we need to open our eyes to the broader possibilities of data and stop thinking in terms of just rows and columns and all the stuff we've been thinking about for 30 years or 30, actually 40, 50 years, whatever. But anyway, the whole point being there's a much bigger world out there that we have yet to unlock and explore. And so that'll be the topic of an upcoming article and rant and so forth. So anyway, yeah, thanks to everyone who showed up for the practical data modeling group discussion, numero uno, and we'll be doing more of these very soon. So don't feel like you are left out. But anyway, so yeah, I know this is posted on the Joe Risa Substack and whatever, but I kind of view these as, I try and see them differently. I don't want to cross-contaminate my two communities, but in most cases, I feel like data modeling is one of these topics where I have no problem, I guess cross-promoting this stuff because I feel it's a very important topic. So anyway, back in the States for the rest of April, actually, which is kind of surprising, and then off to some places overseas. But yeah, it's not like I have a lot of breaks here. I'm going to be Salt Lake next week and then Palo Alto all of the week of the 15th and Chicago right after that. And then, yeah, a bunch of other places. I can't remember. So anyway, but yeah. So anyway, stay tuned. Probably do another group chat in April. So stay tuned for details and I hope you have a great weekend. Take care. Bye.